Welcome to the Bloody Married Podcast, where we talk about all things horror while drinking a Bloody Mary. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Tammy, and we are totally married.
Boom.
We got our Bloody Marys, and tonight we are introducing a new podcast segment called Fright Fight.
Woo! Yeah, so with Fright Fight, it's pretty simple but fun. We pair two horror movies or two horror franchises against each other mano a mano. We state the pros and cons of each, then decide which one we think is the winner and why.
Yeah.
And with that,
welcome to Fright Fight!
All right, to kick us off, we pitted two 90s slasher franchises against each other. I Know What You Did Last Summer and Urban Legend.
Yeah, we thought these would be a great fit because they're both quintessential like 90s revival teen slasher franchises. They both have three films in the series, and all three films from each franchise came out kind of around the same time. Like the first two films from each franchise came out in the late 90s, and then the third film from each franchise came out a few years later in the mid 2000s. So they're pretty equal in pairing.
Right.
So let's just jump in and battle.
All right, let's do this. Let's fight.
So we'll start with the pros and cons of I Know What You Did Last Summer. So I Know What You Did Last Summer came out in 1997, shortly after Scream, as a lot of films did. So the pros of this one, the film looks good. The cinematography is pretty solid. I like how the movie looks.
Yeah, it's shot well.
Sarah Michelle Gellar and Ryan Phillippe give great performances.
Stellar.
I really wish they would have been the survivors because I thought they were the most interesting characters, more so than Jennifer and Freddie.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Absolutely. 100% agree.
And this is one of the films you think of when you think 90s teen slashers. Like in your head, it's like Scream, I Know What You Did Last Summer, and then other ones follow that, at least for me, and I think a lot of people. And also this one was written by Kevin Williamson, who also wrote Scream. And from, I was doing some research and I think it said that he wrote this one before Scream, but couldn't get it made. But then Scream was such a success. They're like, okay, you can make this one.
That makes sense. All right. You can do it.
Yeah. So the negatives of I Know What You Did Last Summer, half of the acting is pretty lame.
Oh, Freddie Prinze, I'm sorry, but you sucked so hard in this. So hard.
And Jennifer Love Hewitt, it's not her best performance.
I like her as an actress.
Yeah, me too.
But I do not like her as a final girl.
No. There's not much gore, scary moments, or comedy. And I think on like the box of like this one, I Know What You Did Last Summer, it says something like along lines of funnier than Scream.
It's not.
There was not a single moment that was funny in it.
No. Yeah. And it was like a Lifetime horror movie to
me. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm just not a fan of the fishing community setting.
No.
It just didn't grab me.
And the slicker killer is not really like, ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm scared.
Yep. And for me, the story of who the killer is, for some reason, it always, it's hard for my brain to process and follow.
It's a little bit convoluted if you're not like really engaged, but it's hard to be engaged because it's kind of boring.
Yeah, the first one, yeah.
In my personal opinion.
Yeah. So those are, you know, pros and negatives of I Know What You Did Last Summer. Let's move on to the sequel. I Know What You Did Last. I still know what you did.
Know.
I still know what you know did what last you did. Summer. Made in 1998, just like 1 year later. So they really rushed into production on this one.
They did. They wanted to capitalize on that bank that they made.
They're like, quick, the 90s are running out.
We have to make another one.
There's a few years left of the 90s. So the pros of I Still Know What You Did Last Summer. I like the setting better than the original, personally. I think the resort island in the off season while there's a storm is a pretty cool premise.
It is.
Yeah.
Too bad. They didn't follow through.
And it could lend to some, that premise could lend to some cool stuff if it's done right.
Right.
And the acting overall got better. Jennifer Love Hewitt, she was better in this. Freddie Prinze Jr.
Oh, he was like 100%
better in this one. So that's good. Jennifer Love Hewitt dresses better. Her wardrobe was a lot better in this one. In the first one, she just wore like really long,
gross dresses. The 90s long cargo skirts and stuff on. And it's like, just
kind of not fun for everyone. Jeffrey Combs, the horror icon, is in this one. He plays the hotel manager, I think.
Yeah.
He was in Reanimator and a whole bunch of other horror films. So it was cool to see him in that. And that's about it for
the pros.
Let's move on to the cons, the script and the story.
The whole thing.
It was a bad script. Jack Black was pretty out of place in this.
It was, you know, when I remember watching it, I was like, okay. But now that you have more of Jack Black, it's like, wow. Like, he is so, like, what is
that,
he doing?
That is not, is so against, like, what he does now. The whole, there's a, in the beginning, you want a trip thing is so unbelievable. Like,
a radio station does not call you and be like, who do you think it is?
Yeah, the main characters get a phone call from a radio station saying that they want a trip to this island if they can, like, name the capital of, I think it's like, I can't remember.
Brazil some or country. Something.
And they say the answer, and then he's like, yeah, you won. But the answer they say is wrong. So if anybody knows anything about history or geology or that kind of stuff, you probably know right off the bat. And me not knowing that, watching it for the first time, I knew that was a trick, a ruse.
A radio station doesn't call you if you to tell you, like, you call him to them. So that right there is like, really?
Yeah.
Idiots.
And even though the acting is better in this, it's just still overall bad acting.
It is.
Yeah.
It really is.
And that's about it for I Still Know What You Did Last Summer. So pros and cons.
All right.
Moving on to the last one, I'll Always Know What You Did Last Summer. Always. 2006, straight to video.
And had really nothing to do.
I think, well, no.
They do throw it back, I guess.
It's mentioned. Yeah.
It is mentioned.
Yep. So the pros of this one, I think the main actress, Brooke Nevin, I think that's how you say her last name, is a better lead than Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Agreed.
Not saying that she's a better actress, but I think in these movies, she did a better job.
The only thing Jennifer Love Hewitt does in both of those movies is scream, run, and twirl. Yep. That's it.
Yeah, she's a good
scream, run, and twirl.
Twirler. The gore was surprisingly the best of the series when it happens.
It was.
They did a great job
really
with the gore.
It really was, for being the, like, the lower budget of the three. Yeah. The gore was really great, and the kill scenes were great. The other two, you barely saw blood, and you barely saw kill scenes. Like, it was so boring. Like, the second one, you dragged on and on. You're like, murder. There's no murder.
Yeah.
Where's the murder? Nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what they are like. You know, we don't have a big budget, so let's just go on, just go for the gore. Maybe that's what they said. I like the story too. I thought the story was fine. I really liked the killer reveal.
Oh my god, I was so shocked. I was like, what? What?
Oh yeah, spoiler. So if you don't know, the killer reveal in this one isn't a person, it's a ghost or a spirit or something. It's
of the
it's the legend.
The
or
killer.
It's a zombie of the killer.
Or a tulpa or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But it
is
not a human, and I was very surprised by that.
Yeah.
And I was like, I looked at you and I was like, what?
Yeah, that's how I felt the first time I saw it, because I saw this one in 2006.
And that's actually, like, all the others, you're like, that's a killer? Like, I don't understand. This one, you're like, holy shit, that's the killer?
So, really, this is like, with all six of these movies, it's the only time you're like, really, like, what? Surprised, I guess. Yeah. So the cons of this film. The film looks terrible. I think it was shot back in the days when they were transitioning to shooting digital as opposed to film. And it just, the cinematography is bad. You can tell it was shot digitally in a poor way.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a slow start. I think it's 20 minutes it takes to get a kill. Yeah.
At least when you do, it's gratifying.
Yeah, yeah.
It's worth it.
I don't like the location. I think that's like a running theme
for
me in these films. The location in the second one of the series is okay. But this one, it's like Colorado. It's just
in
like,
the off season of skiing in the summer.
And it's just, they didn't make it look good, the location at all. And the acting can be bad at times. And the 2000s wardrobe is pretty cringy.
Oh god, the early 2000s is so bad for fashion.
Yeah.
So bad for fashion.
Yeah, but so, I mean, that's like the pros and cons of I'll Always Know What You Did Last Summer. It came out in 2006. What was that, like 7 years after the second one? Yeah, and then nothing
since.
Straight to
video?
Nothing since.
And nothing since.
So, pros and cons of Urban Legend, wife.
All right, let's dig in. So Urban Legend was 1998. The pros is it has a pretty good cast.
Yeah,
for
it
the
does.
Most part, it has Jared a pretty Leto. Good cast. Jared Leto and his pretty blue eyes.
Mm.
Joshua Jackson, which I know you don't like his face, but
no.
I love his face. I'm Team Pacey for life over here. So,
and the main actress, I don't know her name, but she does a really great job.
She really does. Yeah. And it has three horror icons.
Yes.
You have Robert Englund,
mm-hmm.
who is Freddy.
Yep.
Danielle Harris, who has been in Halloween.
Mm.
She's been in Hatchet. She's been in all sorts of stuff, but she's a huge horror icon. And Brad Dourif?
Yep.
Is that how you say his name?
Yeah.
He was the voice of Chucky.
Yep. So you got Freddy, Chucky, and a chick from Halloween in that one film.
So in just the one film, they have so many horror icons and some nods. And then the plot was easy to follow.
Yeah.
And it was a great location, and it was well shot, and they had some humor to it.
Yeah,
like, you're laughing, and it had some really fun kills.
It did, yeah. Yeah, I definitely like the location. I like the college location. I think it was shot well, like you said. Yeah, I agree with all that.
All right, so the cons was it did feel like it was trying to be Scream.
Yes, like, it did. I think out of all of these films, this is the one that most was like, let's try and be like Scream.
So when I was doing my research,
mm-hmm.
It said that, so where Scream was also playing on the satire of the horror movie tropes.
Yes.
This one was trying to play the satire of the urban legends.
Gotcha.
And that's why it was panned by critics a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And because it felt so much like Scream because it was trying too much to do the satire. And urban legend and the horror, they kind of cross the same paths. So.
But then, too, everyone was making what's popular, and Scream was popular.
Scream was popular.
I mean, that's why they did it.
And Tara Reid. She's a con. She's horrible.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
She dies in it, which is nice.
She does.
The guy who played, I don't know, he was like her boyfriend in that. I forget.
He wasn't very good either.
Yeah, it was like trying to be Randy from Scream.
Right. And they microwaved a goddamn dog.
Oh, yeah. That's messed up.
That is messed up. That poor little puppy did nothing to you, and you put it in the microwave?
I mean, that makes me like not like the killer now. Now that you say that. Like, leave the dog alone. Just go kill the people.
Kill all the people you want, but do not put a puppy in a microwave.
I mean, that's fucked up.
That is so fucked up. Also, a little bit of trivia during my research. Sarah Michelle Gellar was supposed to be the Tara Reid character.
Oh.
But because of Buffy, she had to drop out.
Yeah.
And then Jennifer Love Hewitt was supposed to be, or offered the role as the lead, and she turned it down, thankfully.
Yeah.
Because she's not built to be a Scream Queen. I'm so sorry, but you're not.
Yeah. I would like to see her now that she's older come back to horror. I think that she could pull it off.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Just to see, but yeah, not as a fine, like, a little nod, a little Easter egg or something, a cameo, but not a full-blown.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. She just doesn't have it for me. Anyways, all right. Moving on to Urban Legends 2 Final Cut.
Yep.
That was actually shot in 2000.
Oh, it was?
It was.
Oh, okay.
And the Year of Rowing, which...
The Year of Rowing?
So, like, every early, like, the 2000s, like, every teen movie or, like, young adult had freaking rowing in it.
There was a rowing scene,
There was rowing in it for some reason, and I don't know why I find that so odd, but I do. okay, anyways, the pros. The film school location was really cool.
Yes, I love that, too, because, you know, I'm a filmmaker, and that's just really fun for me.
Right, and you get a little bit of winter.
I really enjoyed that part, yes.
Which we talked about, we've talked about, like, not having a lot of horror movies set in the wintertime.
Yeah.
Like slashers and stuff like that. So that was fun to see. It also had a fun cast.
It did. Yeah, for the most part.
For the most part, it had a fun cast.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoy Reese, who was the security guard in the first.
Yeah.
The campus security guard. She's back.
Yep.
And her sassiness and her Foxy Brown and her whole lot of woman. I really like her.
Yeah, she's
good. So it was fun to see her back. And then you get Man Butt.
Mm.
That the only Man Butt in all six of these, by the way.
Yeah. Also, are there boobs in any of these?
The only boobs you see is the ones in this movie, and it's a prop dead body.
Oh, yeah.
And they look great.
Yeah.
The boobs look great, but they're not real boobs.
Which is sad, but you know, we take what we can get.
And then the OG killer from the first one makes a cameo at the end.
That was really cool.
That was cool.
Like she cameos with the killer of the very, very end. She's like with this
killer. As a nurse, like pushing him in a mental institution. Mm-hmm. And you know, in this one, because she survived the first one, and she shows up at the end at a different college. And then you kind of think in the second one, at least I did when I first watched it, that she was going to be the killer again because she survived.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
And then you just see her at the very end.
Yeah. She wasn't involved in the film
at all. Which was kind of cool, though.
Yeah.
It wasn't expected going in. So the cons, the final battle was lame.
It was terrible. It was like the third act was pretty bad. And that was just a terrible fight at the end. It was like struggling and people getting hit with fake props and like someone gets shot, but it's like an accident and it's really muffled and you barely, it's not a good showdown.
And the whole reason is the teacher, like the head, the principal guy.
The teacher just wanted to steal a student's film.
A student's film and then tried to... pin all the murders on the girl because her father screwed him out of a trophy when he was younger.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was kind of dumb.
Yep.
The karate chopping the DP.
there's a scene where the bad guy like, karate chops someone.
And it's not even a bit. It's like.
It's like. Pitch. Yeah.
It was like, what?
It was weak.
It was so weak.
But like, then they added like the classic like. Pitch, yeah. Like sound effect to it.
Except for the hands like.
It's super slow. Like, and then the guy's like, oh
my God. And then he falls back like, oh, that's the hardest.
And he like karate'd him in a weird spot. It's just like,
yeah. Not even like in a point where like you'd pass out or whatever. I don't know. But like just like kind of on the shoulder a little. Yeah. I don't know. It was weird.
If I was a killer, I would have a weapon. Like this guy's walk around with just like open fist.
Karate chopping.
Just kill. Like, yeah, I'd at least have a stick, maybe. If I'm about to go kill somebody or grab, I don't know. Okay, continue. Sorry.
And the soap opera twist. Don't get me wrong. I love my soap operas. Yeah. But Trevor's dead. Oh my God. Or excuse me, Travis is dead. Oh my God. He's alive. Wait, nope. It's his twin identical brother named Trevor.
Yep. Yeah.
It's stupid. Alark Saltzman from Vampire Diaries.
I have no idea what that means.
All right, moving on to the last one, Urban Legend Bloody Mary, which I believe was 2005.
Yeah.
The same as the other one?
The other one was 2006.
This one, 2000.
I'll Always Know What You Did Last Summer was 2006. Urban Legends Bloody Mary is 2005.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the main chick... and the hippie chick Grace, they were pretty great. I enjoyed them.
They were both really good. Yeah.
They were fun to watch. Even though it was a low budget, the kills and the gore were pretty great.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
I'll Always Know. Like,
yeah.
They're low budget, but their kills were great and fun. Like, we got the tanning bed of death.
Yep.
We have spiders popping out and face peeling off. That was gross.
That was the most disturbing killing of all of these.
It really was. It was gross.
Like spiders erupted from her face and she had like glass from the mirror and she's pulling her face off.
It was gross. And
it was nasty.
It really was.
Yeah, yeah.
Electrocuted smoking dick.
What? I don't remember that.
You don't? He was pissing on the fence.
Yeah, he was pissing on the fence.
And then they find him and his dick's just smoking. Yeah. They're like, man, what a way to go. Like,
yeah. Yes, it had great kills. Yeah.
And I put down murder, porn, and snacks. Because Bucky, or whatever his name is, was in the sleazy hotel watching porn.
Oh, yep.
Eating snacks, and then he got murdered.
Yep.
And, fun trivia fact, the porn that he was watching was actually a cutscene from the second one the main girl was dreaming about having sex with Trevor.
Oh, that's stupid.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Yes. And then even though that there was no Reese, but they really did like mention the second and the
Reese,
first. Yeah.
The cop. From the cop. The first two.
They had a lot of throwbacks and mentions of the first two movies. And a lot of the continuity
Foxy Brown is the continuity between. Because that security guard from the first two, she loved Foxy Brown. And I can't remember what it was, but in Bloody Mary, but she said something about Foxy Brown. Like she
She's a whole lot of woman. Yeah. But it, someone was watching it too on the
TV. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so it had more continuity than I Still Know What You Did. Okay, so the cons. The girl hate in this movie was like, first of all, if you didn't shut your, if you would have kept your mouth shut, we would have dates to homecoming right now. But you had to go be mean to jocks. And then.
Oh, yeah. 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 The masculinity in this is pretty. It's pretty toxic. Like, they're like, girls get drugged in this. And then the adults are like, it's their fault. Stuff like that.
They go. Yeah. They get roofied and locked in a warehouse across town. And people were like, oh, they did it to themselves for attention.
It's their fault.
What? Oh, my God. They killed another goddamn dog.
Yeah. Well, like, well, that's like one of the urban legends, though, is like the dog.
And the dog. I know, but still, like, he killed another puppy.
It does suck.
Sad. It was pretty predictable.
Very,
I will say. It was very, very predictable.
Yeah.
And yes, the main chick and the hippie chick were great, but the acting wasn't that great.
No. And like the final reveal isn't a reveal. You know.
You know. And it was pretty anticlimactic, really. Yeah. And then it also suffered from, you know, the filming it digitally and like how it just looked bad.
Yep.
So, that is it.
That's
Battle is over.
So I don't know. Can you tell which one, which franchise you think we're going to choose? let's just do it then.
All right.
And our winner of this Fright Fight is surprisingly hands down Urban Legend. Because when we went into this, I thought, and you thought, I Know What You Did Last Summer, and its sequels were a lot better than they were.
I was shocked, because I, when we first came out, I liked it, and I fall asleep to horror movies, and that is one that I fall asleep to.
Yeah.
And to watch these again, I'm like, this is shit. What happened?
It was like, I Know What You Did Last Summer, and I Still Know What You Did Last Summer. They're garbage. They're not good. I fucking hate I Know What You Did Last Summer now. I used to enjoy these when I was younger.
Me too.
I don't like these at all. Like, my favorite is the last one. I'll always know what you did last summer, because at least it does something different.
It does something different. You get actual kills.
Yeah.
And you get blood. And
the reveal with a spirit,
and it shocked you. You didn't, you didn't realize that's what was gonna happen.
Yeah,
but Jennifer Love Hewitt, not a good final girl. Like,
no.
She's her Sound of Music twirl.
Yeah, in each one she does.
In each one she.
What do you want from me? Or whatever. She come and get me. And she twirls, and
that's
then the
all.
Camera goes bird's eye view, and she's just twirling around. Like, what'd you say?
Sound of Music.
The Sound of Music.
Like,
yeah,
and they're just, they're boring. They're so boring.
They're very boring. The killer is boring. And that was a really I hate who the killer is.
It is so like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. And it's like they hit a kid, but they hit the dad. And then, but the dad killed the kid. And then they go to Anne Heche, who's somehow in the first one. And she has a sister. And then there's a sister who's like married to the kid. And it gets confusing in my brain. Like, what's happening?
Right.
And you don't see any of this. I think what would have lent the first one is if they showed a little bit of that backstory.
Right.
In this case, for me.
Right. But it was just there. It's boring. And like so shocking, because it's up there when you think of 90s slashers.
Yeah, yeah.
Scream, I Know What You Did Last Summer. And then maybe Urban Legend, Urban Legend, which I've always loved. I always enjoyed it.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
But I always in my head thought, I Still Know What You Did Last Summer, second to Scream.
Yeah.
It's not.
No.
It is so not.
It's like bottom of the barrel almost.
And it really has like, and you can tell Kevin Williamson wrote it. It's very Dawson's Creek meets horror, kind of. Like, it has the same feel to it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just,
Well, I haven't seen Dawson's Creek, so I don't know why I'm saying.
Oh, well, I have
forever.
Yeah. But just agree with me. Just say yeah.
Okay. But Urban Legend is a great horror flick. I thought it was the best of all of these. Urban Legend.
The first one, it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
They have
it's
great
good.
Kills.
Yeah.
The killer's a girl, which you don't see very often.
No, you don't. Uh-uh.
And so, especially like in that revival, it's all the guys. It's all those things. And so to have her come as a killer.
And she was great. She
was crazy eyes.
Good,
great.
Big, crazy eyes. My God. Who else has that that's currently Daddario? What's her name? Alexandria Daddario. Yeah. She has great, crazy eyes, too.
Right.
But yeah, Noxzema chick, she has great, crazy eyes.
And they also have, like, in the first one, like, little Easter eggs, like, at the end of the movie, they're like, oh, I heard it was the Noxzema girl. She was the Noxzema girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like when Joshua Jackson turns on the car, the Dawson's Creek theme song plays and he's like, oh, goddammit. And then just like fun. Yeah. They're just fun and entertaining and there's humor and there's actual gore.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of horror icons. They have a lot of, it's just so much better.
Yeah, I totally agree. I like the Urban Legends series way more than the I Know What You Did Last Summer series, for sure.
And I don't think I can even fall asleep to I Know What You Did Last Summer because well, I don't like it ruins
some movies for you now.
Knowing subconsciously that I'm not going to get the screaming and the gore and the stuff that I need to fall asleep is sad to me.
There's a whole world of horror movies out there. You'll find something. Oh, I know. You'll find something. Don't worry about it. But yeah, so, you know, going into the future, I know they're currently, I think they're in post-production with the I Know What You Did Last Summer TV series that Amazon picked up. And I think that's coming this Halloween. So that's going to be really interesting because mixed feelings about the Scream series. Some of it was good. Some of it sucks. So I'm curious to know what they do with I Know What You Did Last Summer.
I know because like with Scream, they had big shoes to fill.
Yeah.
With this, they don't have
the bar
shoes.
Is pretty
the bar
fucking
is
low.
So yeah. If you give me a good final girl who kicks butt, like she didn't even kick any butt. Like there's no fighting back.
Yeah.
She ran and screamed and twirled. That's it. Like so you're going to need a final girl that kicks butt. I'm sorry. Yeah. And I'm going to need to see some gore and some kills.
Yeah.
Some actual gore and kills.
Yeah.
And make sure it's not boring.
Yep.
Because that shit's boring.
Yeah. And you know what? I don't know. It'd be cool to see if they did something else with Urban Legends, if they did a series or another film. I don't know how they'd do that.
I think another film would be cool. Because, I don't think a series, though.
Because, like, how all these films are now, you can't really, continue it.
No.
So, like, I think if they do Urban Legend, it's a remake or they do a series. I think that's kind of the only way they could pull it off.
I feel like don't remake it because it's pretty great. And a series... and in like doing research and stuff, it's heavily like people from Supernatural, the TV show.
Yeah.
Like they're all that is all, you know, a lot of that is urban legends and those things come true. So I don't know if they could do an actual series really, because I think that would, I don't know.
Yeah. I'd say just remake it if they're going to do it then.
I'd say don't touch it. don't touch it.
Agree to disagree. I say remake it because I just love more horror movies out in the world.
I do too, but I would like them to have original idea instead of remaking ones I like and ruining them. Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, right? But yeah, this was a fun first for our Fright Fight segment.
It really was. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. And we don't know what we're going to do next, but we're going to do something.
I know. It'll be exciting.
But anyways, audience, which one is your favorite from these franchises? Is it I Know What You Did Last Summer or Urban Legends? Let us know and let us know why. And if you agree or disagree with our picks.
Hit us up on social media. Let us know. We want to hear.
Yep. Comment on this video or wherever you're listening to it. And, you know, let us know.
All right. Our Bloody Marys are dead.
They are.
And so are we.
Drink in moderation and enjoy life and death. Catch you next time.
Bye-bye.
The Bloody Mary Podcast.